soon your kid will be going house to house collecting all the candy those plastic pumpkins can carry. But how much of it should they really eat?
Well, joining us to answer some sugar questions, Dr. Lee Beers, the medical director for the Child Health Advocacy Institute at Children's National Medical Center. Dr. Beers, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You know, parents often voice a lot of concerns when it comes to their kids and sugar. What are your major concerns?
Well, so I think there's a couple things. I actually think the first thing to say is, like most things, anything in moderation is okay. And so if you approach sugar in the same way, I think it really helps you to sort of get a handle on how much sugar you let your children have. But I do think there's a couple of important things to think about. You know, first is that sugar is, you know, shouldn't be a main component of a child's diet. You know, by eating sugar, you can really sort of fill a child up and they cannot be interested in eating other things. So I think, you know, just like anything, in moderation, sugar is fine, but you don't want to overdo it.
What does a kid act like, for people who don't have children, what does a kid act like when they've consumed too much sugar?
No, it's a great question. And you know, it's kind of a funny answer, because when you look at the scientific studies, they say that there really is no impact of sugar on behavior. Now, anybody who has kids, myself included, you know, sometimes that doesn't seem exactly right. Certainly, even with my own kids, I've seen they get a little bit of a rush, a little bit of a burst of energy after consuming sugar. But that's typically pretty short-lived. In the long term, sugar really doesn't have any impacts on behavior, but it certainly can give you a quick little burst of energy, which in kids, a little burst of energy can translate into a lot of activity.
Well, as we know, kids are very resourceful around trick-or-treating time, and they come back with a huge bag full of treats. How much should you let them have? How should you dole it out?
You know, that's another great question as well. And again, you know, Halloween it's a special occasion. It's supposed to be a fun time. And so, just like I said at the beginning, if you approach this with the thought of all things in moderation, it's going to make your lives a lot easier, and it's going to decrease the battles quite a bit. How much is going to depend on a lot of things. It's going to depend on how old your child is. It's going to depend on your family norms. It's going to depend on your child's perhaps pre-existing medical conditions. So if you kind of think through all of those things, and I find what's really helpful is to just sort of set some boundaries and limits beforehand and let your child know what to expect. You know, let them know that, no, you know, when you get home, you can't eat 50 pieces of candy. You can eat 3 pieces of candy, and then we're going to save the rest of it for later.
So the larger story, I suppose, isn't just Halloween. It's particularly regarding overweight kids who consume a lot of sugar and risk for long-term health effects. Can you speak to that a bit?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that, you know, overall, good nutrition is really important, not just for your physical health in terms of weight and obesity and all of the side effects that can come along with being overweight, but it really, children with poor nutrition don't learn as well. They have more trouble managing their emotions because they don't feel as good. And so you know, in the context of the overall picture, it is really important to make sure that you're not overdoing it with the sugar. I mean, I think, you know, within my own family, we try to limit the sugary treats to no more than a few times a week. And my kids know that, you know, and they know when they get it, it's a special occasion. And I think in many ways, they appreciate it more when they get it.
Dr. Beers, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Lee Beers, the medical director for the Child Health Advocacy Institute at Children's National Medical Center.